Hello and welcome to today's Enlightening Podcast episode. We're diving into a subject that, while it might sound complex on the surface, is absolutely vital for safeguarding your financial well-being. Consumer protection laws and how they can defend you against unauthorized charges. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Consumer protection laws? That sounds like a legal maze I'd rather not navigate. But stick with me here, because understanding these laws doesn't just protect you. It empowers you. And empowerment is exactly what we need in today's ever-evolving landscape of financial fraud. You see, I've spent years teaching fraud recovery legal recourse to hundreds of professionals. And if there's one thing I've learned, it's that these laws, while incredibly powerful, often seem like an enigma to the average person. They can really feel like a labyrinth if you're not familiar with their ins and outs. That's why I've crafted this guide, to break it all down, make it comprehensible, and frankly, to make it empowering. The urgency here is real. The Federal Trade Commission's data shows that consumers are losing billions to fraud every year. Payment fraud is one of the fastest growing categories. But here's the kicker. These laws, designed to shield us, become exponentially more effective when you know how to leverage them. That's our goal today, to give you the tools to do just that. Let's start at the bedrock of consumer financial protection in the U.S., which is primarily enforced through federal statutes and agencies like the Federal Trade Commission. Two of the cornerstone laws here are the Electronic Fund Transfer Act and the Truth in Lending Act. These two acts work in tandem to provide a framework that is both sophisticated and highly effective. They grant you the undeniable right to dispute unauthorized transactions, set clear liability limits on your potential losses, and empower regulatory bodies to take action against fraud. What's fascinating is how these laws overlap to create a safety net. The Electronic Fund Transfer Act, or EFTA, focuses on electronic transactions like ATM withdrawals and online banking transfers. It was enacted in 1978 and is implemented through something called Regulation E. Then we have the Truth in Lending Act, or TILA, which was established in 1968, with its credit card provisions added in 1974. This act zeroes in on credit-based transactions. Together, they ensure that almost every electronic financial transaction you make is federally protected. And here's something even financial pros sometimes miss. These laws don't just kick in after fraud happens. They actually work as deterrents. Financial institutions invest heavily in fraud prevention systems because these laws make them liable for losses. So they have every incentive to protect you from the get-go. Now, let's talk about liability limits, which act as your financial firewall. Understanding these limits can literally save you thousands of dollars. Under the EFTA, your liability for unauthorized electronic fund transfers is limited if you act quickly. Report the unauthorized transfer within 2 business days of learning about the loss or theft, and your liability is capped at just $50. Many financial institutions even offer zero liability policies, so you might not lose anything at all. But here's the twist. Timing is crucial. If you report after 2 days, but within 60 days of receiving your statement, your liability can jump to $500. Beyond that 60-day window, you could be on the hook for all losses occurring after that period. So this setup is designed to encourage you to report any issues promptly. And a little tip here, those timeframes, they're calculated from when you should have discovered the unauthorized transaction, not necessarily when you actually did. So it's crucial to check your statements as soon as they're available. For credit cards governed by TILA, your liability is just $50 for unauthorized charges. But again, most credit cards now come with zero liability policies. It's a compelling reason to use credit cards for purchases, as they often have stronger built-in protections compared to debit cards. And speaking of credit cards, they come with another strategic advantage, cash flow protection. Under the Fair Credit Billing Act, which is part of TILA, you can withhold payment on disputed amounts while the investigation is ongoing. This can be invaluable when large unauthorized charges hit your account. So, How do you dispute unauthorized charges effectively? It comes down to understanding the process as a strategic endeavor. It's more than just a series of steps. It involves proactive communication and meticulous record keeping. Those are your most powerful tools. For credit cards, you have 60 days from the date the statement containing the error was sent to you to dispute a charge in writing. For debit cards and electronic transfers, notify your financial institution within 60 days of the statement date. And here's a game changer. While you can start the process with an oral notification, following up in writing within the specified timeframes is crucial for maintaining your full legal protections. Financial institutions must acknowledge your dispute within 30 days and resolve it within 90 days, though some cases may take longer. During this period, they should provide provisional credit for the disputed amount, giving you the money back while they investigate. Now, here's where we go beyond the basics. There's a subtle yet significant distinction between fraudulent and erroneous charges. And understanding this can dramatically impact your dispute's outcome. Fraudulent charges involve unauthorized transactions by a third party, often related to identity theft or scams. The truth is, consumers are still losing billions to these schemes, so being vigilant and informed is key. I hope this discussion has given you some valuable insights and the confidence to navigate the world of consumer protection laws. Remember, knowledge truly is power, especially when it comes to safeguarding your hard-earned money from unauthorized charges. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay savvy, stay informed, and until next time, take care.